And I feel like my voice is kind of going, but would you join me? Thank you, Lord, for Jennifer. Lord, thank you for the anointing that's on her. Thank you for the word that she carries. Thank you for the perspective that she has from her heavenly seat in her heavenly posture of worship and adoration and as a daughter of our living King and you, Father. And so we thank you, Lord, for the words that your daughter's carrying this morning. We thank you for the drive and the inspiration that she carries because it comes from you, Lord. And so we bless her this morning. Lord, we thank you that our ears are open and our hearts are ready to receive, be activated, and be moved by you, Holy Spirit. And so thank you, Lord, again for the opportunity this morning to hear your word come from your anointed ones. In the name of Jesus, amen. Amen. Bless you, Jennifer.
Morning. Thank you. It's a real honor to be able to be here this morning and give a message. So thank you all for being here. The title of my, if you saw in the notes, it's they're all verbs. It's release, commission, and launched. And I really felt like as we end and we close 2019 and be projected into 2020, that the Lord is wanting to do some movement and some advancement and produce momentum in our lives. And so, yes, the verbs were very much intentional. And this is another thing. Your age is not a disqualifier. So I just want to make sure I put that out there, no matter what your age is, because my three kiddos are staying in. And I knew this message had to be as relevant to my 8-year-old son as to the oldest one here in the congregation. So your age will not disqualify you for what the Lord is wanting to do in you, not just in 2020. This is very important. As I begin giving this message, I'm not just talking about stepping in on Wednesday into 2020 as a new year, but is actually a new decade and actually a brand new era. So I want you to realize, as it's already been mentioned this morning, that we are living at a very privileged time. The Lord has appointed you. You can actually go back to the book of Acts where it is stated that God appointed you the time and location of when you would be upon the earth, and that is to seek him. So this very moment that you're alive on earth, there is a destiny and a call upon your life to go make change, to impact, and to change the world. So this message is for you. It's for each one of you. So I don't ever want you to think like I'm talking to, or the message is for a certain segment of people. It is not. This message is created and delivered for you individually. It doesn't matter where your walk is with the Lord. There's something the Lord has for you. I wanted to look, now listen, as we look at 2020, this wasn't like hugely profound, but as you look at 2020, the first way I want us to look at it, and this has been around for a while, is it's actually a vision. We look at it like vision, like you have 2020 vision. The part that I want to point out that as you look at this, the Lord is calling each one of us into a 2020 vision. This is a term used to express clarity and sharpness of vision at a distance. Okay, so 20 feet, but I don't want you to get stuck at 20 feet. Okay, this is the ability to have vision and the ability to see beyond. Okay, so often we get stuck at what is just right here in front of us. And that we get so caught up right here that we don't allow ourselves to see what is God doing, the ability to see beyond. And so I want us to make sure that the Lord is calling each one of us. Now listen, the here and now is very, very important, but that's not where we're just supposed to have our vision. That's not the all. Okay. It's multifaceted. And so make sure Lord, what are you doing? Let me see what you're doing. It's the ability to see beyond. And not only with that, I just wanted to point this out. I really feel like in this new era, and I'm super excited about this part, we are going to be struck in awe and wonder at what we start seeing the Lord do. And it's going to be like, whoa, whoa. Like we're going to have, whoa, whoa. And it's going to be a little more expressive than that. But let's just be very careful that our first thought, and as we see it, it's not at a judgment or at a criticism, but we step back and say, God, what are you doing? What are you doing? I am standing here in awe of wonder of what God is doing. that we are people that are awestruck what God is going to do upon the earth. Okay, now listen, can I just tell you, one of the ways I've really grown in my freedom and in my own breakthrough is people praying for me. I will continually stop, I'm just pre-warning you. So some of you are like, I need a roadmap. Where is she going? I need a roadmap. So I'm just putting you at peace and ease here. I'm going to stop and I'm going to pray for you. So just know that I will stop and I will pray. And you're like, is she praying or is she just talking? And it's probably both. So I'm just like letting you know. So I'm going to pray over you. So if you want to pray over, if you want to put your hand over your eyes, you can do that. But just however you wanted the posture you want to be in so I can pray for you. Now listen, I also believe, I did tell you, I know Mike's going to catch me on this over here. I also believe there is going to be testimonies of people's natural vision being healed. Okay, is what God is going to do through spiritually with our eyes, he's going to do naturally. And I honestly believe next Sunday, some of you will come up and say, I have a testimony. This is what my eyes and the natural were doing, but this is how God has healed them. So let me pray. So Lord Jesus, we just pray over our eyes. Lord, any areas that seem foggy or out of focus, Lord, I just declare now in Jesus' name, perfect vision in the Spirit. Perfect vision in the Spirit. Lord, we are calling for that 2020 vision in the Spirit. Lord, I just declare also a sharpening over our eyes. Lord, that we would be a people with intentional focus. Lord, I'm even asking right now that you captivate our gaze. Lord, that you would give us eyes like dove eyes, that we are people that get caught up in your beauty. Lord, that we get caught up in your majesty and your splendor, and that we are people that are awestruck. And we're a people that are caught up in the wonder of who you are. So, Lord, I just thank you, Lord, that you are giving us the ability to see beyond. Lord, that you've given us the ability to see what you're doing in every situation upon the earth, in Jesus' name. The other thing, amen, Jesus. The other thing is that I want to bring up about the 2020 when we think of vision is that there are people that we know of, and just I think even that they're in just a state of slumber. In state of slumber, you can't have 2020 vision if your eyes are closed. You can't see if your eyes are closed. So when we start praying about, and I know there's a movement even right now, there will be a third great awakening upon the earth. There will be. And when you think about awakening, who do you awaken? You awaken those who have been asleep or who are in slumber. So if you would just join with me, and if you have your spiritual language, just begin praying with me. We are going to pray for awakening upon the earth. So Lord Jesus, so let's just begin praying. So koshoni ata de di ki ata da. Mo koshoni ana ne de di ki ata ro koshoni ata de di ki ata da. Mo shoni ana ne 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 de di ki ata ro kosho ba 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 di ki ata da. Koshoni ana na 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 na. So Lord Jesus, we just thank you, Lord, for the great awakening. And Lord, we speak to all those who are in a spirit of slumber. Lord, that you would come and awaken, awaken, awaken in Jesus' name. Awaken, awaken, awaken. And Lord, that you've even called us to be part of the awakening. So Lord, I just thank you, Lord. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for the awakening. The awakening, the awakening in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, the next way I want to, now listen, these two ways I'm looking at 2020 are not like, it's an all-inclusive. Really what I wanted to do is just kind of whet your appetite, but the Lord is actually wanting to show you what he's calling for you personally in 2020. Now when you look at 2020 this way, it's a 2.0. The 2.0. And those of you who are more, maybe a little more involved with technology or whatever, you kind of go for the 2.0, the new improved version, the superior more advanced version than what was the original. And what I love about when you look at 2020 this way, it's the double portion. It's a double portion superior advanced version than the original. And so not only when you look at it this way, but I felt like the Lord saying he's calling you to be the 2.0. He's calling you to be the 2.0. So when we're looking at this and to be 2.0, that means we're a group of people that embrace the brand new, we embrace the different, and we embrace the revolutionary. That's being part of the 2.0. We are going to pray again. Now, I know some of you are like, oh, okay, listen, when we, we're going to pray for each other. And I think sometimes when we lay hands on people, we do it as a thought of, oh, I'm just here to bring comfort. But if you actually look in the New Testament, when they laid hands on people, it was for empowerment. It was for empowerment. Amen to that, for empowerment. I'm not here to bring comfort to you. This was the wrong Sunday to come to bring comfort. I didn't do that. I knew I was come here to bring movement and momentum and to start advancing. So those of you, if you could get by someone so you at least could lay hands on one person, those of you, can I just tell you they're in the middle, that you have someone on the right or the left, you kind of get the double bonus because you have the person on the right and on the left praying for you. So just make sure you're by someone, and we're going to pray. But listen, when you lay hands on someone, I want you to realize that as you pray for them, the Spirit of God is there for empowerment. It's for empowerment, okay? So if you, here we go. I'm just going to pray, and you join me as you pray for one another, for empowerment, for advancement. So here we go. So Lord Jesus, I just thank you for 2020. Lord, I thank you that you've called us to be a people, a 2.0 people. Lord Jesus, and as you pray for the person on to your right or left, this is how I want you to pray for them. Lord, we just declare in Jesus' name that we will walk in your new anointing. Lord, I just declare that we will walk with the new mantle that you've placed upon us this very moment. Lord Jesus, I just declare that we will start walking in the new sphere of influence in Jesus' name. And I speak to you that you will now walk in a 2.0 as a new role. You will operate differently. You will begin to dream, and you will begin to think differently in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Now, would you be praying for Echo Hills Church that we move into the 2.0? So, Lord, we just declare over Echo Hills Church. Jesus, we declare over Echo Hills Church, move into, step into 2.0. Step into the 2.0. Step into the brand new. Step into the superior, the things that are different that the Holy Spirit is calling us as a church body to step into. Jesus, Jesus, amen.
Amen.
As we step into 2020 on Wednesday, as January 1st, back in September, and I think this was mentioned on the Jewish calendar, so we follow the Gregorian calendar, but the Jewish calendar actually stepped into actually a new decade as well. And that was a year of 5780. And so I want to talk to you a minute about the actual number 80. And that 80 is actually a Hebrew word, a letter that's pei, P-E. It means pei, 5780. So that number 80 represents pei, which is symbolic of the mouth. So, which is interesting to me. So 2020 is about vision and about seeing. But on the Jewish calendar, it's pei, which is about your mouth. And so this, too, not only stepping into the decade and the era of vision and seeing what God is doing and seeing the ability to see beyond, but we're stepping into the Jewish calendar of 5780 as the year of the mouth, and it's a year of the decree, making decrees. And so 1 Peter 2:9, it says, "But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light." There's a lot in this scripture verse, but what I want to point out, it does have the word proclaim in it, is us as a royal priesthood. And I think it's really, I think it's taught a little bit more, and it's easier, not, I wouldn't say easier, it's just, it's more familiar, maybe is a better way to say it, for us to step into our priestly anointing. And that priestly anointing is offering intercession, and it's that praise and worship. It's our priestly anointing, and it's walking as the bride of Christ, and that's our priestly anointing, and I think that's probably a little bit more familiar to us. But what I feel like this decade that the Lord is calling us to step into is our kingly anointing. And the kingly anointing is actually making decrees. Kingly anointing is about authority, a power, and it's about government. And so the word ecclesia is actually a governmental term. So when Jesus was talking to Peter and says, Peter, I tell you, on this rock, I will build my church. I will build my church. Jesus wasn't saying church as in the 501c3 organization. He wasn't saying a church building with four walls. That's not what Jesus said when he said, Peter, on this rock, I will build my church. He wasn't talking about a gathering of people in that sense. He goes, what I'm going to do, Peter, I'm going to build my church and the gates of hell will not prevail it. He goes, Peter, I am building my church, my legislature, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. So when you think about us as an ecclesia, now I'm not talking, we are many things, but they all don't mean the same thing. I want to make sure. Yes, we are the bride of Christ. We are the bride of Christ, but we're also the ecclesia, which means we have been given authority and power to make advancement and establish God's kingdom here on earth. So this is what we're stepping into as 5780 and the next decade with our mouths. So Lord is going to start calling you to start using your mouth. Now listen, that's how we get our authority to bind and to loose, to allow and permit. And not permit, sorry, allow and permit mean the same thing, sorry. And that's how we, and I love it, thank you, Joshua, bringing keys in, because he's actually giving you keys, and those keys of power of authority, so you use your mouth. So, this is Jeremiah 1, 9 through 12, I'm going to read to you. Then the Lord put out his hand and touched my mouth, and the Lord said to me, behold, I have put my words in your mouth. Behold, I have put my words in your mouth. I'm going to say it again. Behold, I have put my words in your mouth. Good. Say it with me. Behold, I have put my words in your mouth. See, I've set you this day over nations and over kingdoms to pluck up, to break down, to destroy, and to overthrow, and to build and to plant. Now this one, I don't think I have it up there. And let me just finish it for you. And the word of the Lord came to me saying, Jeremiah, what do you see? And I said, I see an almond branch. And the Lord said to me, you have seen well. I'm watching over my word to perform it. No word spoken by God is without power. No word spoken by God is without power. I am going to make declarations over you. And I want you to literally see yourself stepping into your 2.0, okay? As I'm going to make declarations over you. So if you want to stand, you can stand. If you want to sit, if you want your arms open wide, if you want your eyes open, you do whatever you want to do, but I'm going to make declarations over you to step in the 2.0. The King of the universe has put his words in your mouth that create and accomplish. The King of the universe has appointed you over your neighborhood. The King of the universe has appointed you over your city. The King of the universe has appointed you over your region. The King of the universe has appointed you over your state. The King of the universe has appointed you over your nations. And God says he's going to talk to you. He's going to talk to the nations through you. You are the voice of God that creates. You are the anointed ecclesia. And so, Jesus, I just thank you that even as Isaiah was in the temple, Lord Jesus, in the glory of the temple of the Lord, he knew that he was a man of unclean lips. And you took the coal, the live coal from the fire, and you purified his lips. So, Lord Jesus, right now, Lord, we invite the holy fire, the coal, and purge our lips. Purge our lips, Holy Spirit. Lord, I declare that over our lips, over our mouths, will be the purity of the word of God. Out of our mouth will come the humility of the King of Kings. Jesus, I declare over our mouth that we will speak of the glories of the King. The glories and the wonder and the splendor and the majesty of the King. Lord, that you anoint our mouth as your mouthpiece, Lord God. Lord, that you are activating each one of us. You are activating each of our mouths in Jesus' name. Lord, that our sound Lord, you are creating a sound within our voice, Lord God, a sound that resonates upon the earth. There is a sound within each one of us that resonates on the earth. Lord, I declare right now there is going to be a clarity. There's going to be a heralding within our voice, Lord. Lord, that there's going to be an announcement out of our voice. Here is the King of Glory. Here is the King. Open wide. Here is the King of Glory, Jesus. And I speak, there will be an unloosing of the tongue. Unloosing of the tongue in Jesus' name. Lord, I thank you for the melodies. I can just, I'm just feeling there's going to be new songs. Can I just tell you, it has nothing to do about whether or not you'll ever be up on stage and your song will ever be sung up on stage, but I can feel it. I can feel the song being birthed within you, and it's your own anthem song. It is your own anthem song the Lord is birthing within you. And I just declare now, come out. There's an uncapping of your voice. Uncapping of your voice in Jesus' name. I say the river of life bubble up. The wellspring of life bubble up in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. I want to invite Dwayne. He is someone that is just walking in this new era of declaration. And so he has actually written something that he wants to declare.
Okay, first off, I need to explain the Batman t-shirt. I had a confidence issue, and all I can tell you is, whatever you're doing today, do it with all the confidence of a 4-year-old in a Batman t-shirt. When a 4-year-old is in a Batman t-shirt, he can conquer all the evils over the city. Just ask him or her. Just ask them. They can do it. God has covered us in a Batman t-shirt. I'm going to share it with you real quick. Ephesians 6:10-18. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand against the evil wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, against principalities or powers, against rulers of darkness of this age, against spiritual wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, stand. Stand, therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one, and take the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayers and supplications in the Spirit, being watchful to this end, with all perseverance and supplications for all saints. That is our Batman t-shirt. We wear it every day. And whenever we go, when we're walking with God and walking out in him, we're covered in him. This declaration, I have a declaration and a poem. In this declaration, it's who God says we are. If at any point this resonates with you, I just want you to begin to praise and worship the Father. And don't worry about disrupting the move of God, because you are the move of God. Each one of us are the move of God. God is raising up a now generation. They are asking, God, what are you doing right now, today? They are bold, courageous, and fearless. They don't really care how it was done before or even what worked before. All they see is a world in need of a Savior's love. And they know deep down within them, God has deposited, we have what it takes. They are God's foot soldiers. They are willing to go and do whatever the Father is asking of them. They just want to be obedient to the one who loves them so much, knowing, trusting him to accomplish what he has written, spoken, promised, and revealed by his very words. We are those foot soldiers God has raised up and is raising up. He is raising us all together, forming a praying, praising, worshiping, declaring, proclaiming, moving, unified body, joined with heavenly armies and heaven's amplification to inflict the worst catastrophe on the enemies of God like never before. We are atmosphere changers because we know who dwells within us. We carry an intimidating presence that has struck fear into the enemy because we believe what God himself says about us. We cannot be moved out of it. We have a confidence in who is walking with us, fighting alongside us, and who is all around us. We walk and stand in the very presence of God Almighty. No matter where we are, we know where we are seated. We fight only from a heavenly perspective. We fight from a victory mindset. Our confidence in God is Almighty is so strong, we know we have already won before we ever take a step. We are giant slayers, kingdom shakers, wall breakers, chain breakers, and downright troublemakers, against the enemy of our God, in our warring with the Father, in our oneness with the Trinity, for all the souls of mankind. God Almighty, raise us up, your fearless, faith-filled warriors. God Almighty, raise us up, the King's armor-bearing warriors. A Joshua Caleb generation is rising into its place. They know you, God, because they've been with you, communing face to face. They have witnessed all that you have done. They know with you every battle will be won. They are wholehearted for the things of you, knowing there's not one thing you cannot do. The time they have spent in relationship with you, they know your love for them and the power it holds to move. They see the mighty giants living in the land, but proclaim a faith-filled message on Christ's pure love. We take a stand. They know that in your holy name, the enemy must bow and flee. The anointing that they carry within assures them of every victory. They believe your word is powerful, and that is always true, that you will accomplish whatever you have spoken, and that you always do. This land that lay before us is yours and ours alone. The enemy that dwells here has been there far too long. So grab your sword, your shield of faith, in his great name to the battlefront we take. Put on your weapons of warfare, clothed in his power and might. Get on your knees, lift up your hands. Let's put this enemy to flight. This territory he claims as his was never meant to be. It is ours, the inheritance. God's final word is the victory. Declare it. Proclaim it. Take his love into the streets. His love alone, spread all around, assures this mighty victory. Stand up, you anointed ones. The enemy has to leave. Raise your hands to the glorious Son. In him alone, we'll change history. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Here with a picture of you being launched, and I actually have a video that I want to show you. I want you, as you're watching this video, I want you to picture yourself as that thing being launched. And it is the Apollo 11 launching. And this year was the 50th year anniversary of the Apollo 11 lunar landing. And there's something I want to point out to you about why this was so significant. Not only was it the first time that mankind had ever stepped foot on the moon, but it also revealed to the whole world the potential of the United States of America. We were the first ones. And that, I'm not saying that as in bragging rights. I'm just saying as a group of people, this is the potential that we had in us as a nation. Not only is that significant in of itself, but the landing of the moon also pointed to a future. It pointed to the future. And so I'm going to read this scripture verse over you. Because when I watched this promo for the Apollo 11 moon landing, it just like, in my spirit, I'm like, this is Romans 8:19. Because when you watch this, the whole world was captivated. They were glued to whatever television set they had. And it just, they were inspired. Like, could this really happen? Now, I know for my generation, I'm like, well, I mean, we have so much technology. It's like, well, of course. But I can only imagine back then, it's like, could this really be real? Could mankind actually step foot on the moon? Will it happen? Will it be okay? And it captivated dreamers from all around the world that they would just whisper, can this be possible? Oh, I just want this to be possible. That has to be able to be possible. And it was inspiring, and it captivated the attention. So this is why, so Romans 8:19 says, this is actually, I'm going to read it twice, one from the Passion Translation. For all of creation eagerly awaits the revealing of the sons of God. And this is the Passion Translation. The entire universe is standing on tiptoe. This is for you. Yearning to see the unveiling of God's glorious sons and daughters. There is a revealing the Lord wants to do in you. There is a revealing, and all of creation's like, come on, son. Come on, daughter. Come on. Come on. So as you watch this, I want to see yourself as that Apollo 11. You're with the Lord. Now listen, it was anchored down, but you have been released and you've been commissioned to launch.
Apollo 11, minutes, 25 seconds and counting. We're still go at this time. We'll be coming up in the automatic sequence about 10 or 15 seconds from this time. All still go at this time. Neil Armstrong reported back when he received the good wishes. Thank you very much. We know it will be a good flight.
Firing command coming in now. We are on the automatic sequence. We're approaching the 3-minute mark in the count.
T-minus 3 minutes and counting. T-minus three, we are go with all elements of the mission at this time. We're on an automatic sequence as the master computer supervises hundreds of events occurring over these last few minutes.
T-minus 2 minutes, 45 seconds and counting. The members of the launch team here in the control center monitoring a number of what we call red line values. These are tolerances we don't want to go above and below in temperatures and pressures. They're standing by to call out any deviations from our plans. 2 minutes, 30 seconds and counting. We're still going on Apollo 11 at this time.
The vehicle starting to pressurize as far as the propellant tanks are concerned, and all is still go as we monitor our status for it.
2 minutes, 10 seconds, and counting. The target for the Apollo 11 astronauts, the moon at liftoff, will be at a distance of 218,096 miles away. We just passed the 2-minute mark in the countdown. T-minus 1 minute, 54 seconds, and counting. Our status board indicates that the oxidizer tanks in the second and third stages now have pressurized. We continue to build up pressure in all three stages here at the last minute to prepare it for a liftoff. T-minus 1 minute, 35 seconds on the Apollo mission, flight to land the first men on the moon. All indications coming in to the control center at this time indicate we are go. 1 minute, 25 seconds and counting. Our status board indicates the third stage completely pressurized. 80-second mark has now been passed. We'll go on full internal power at the 50-second mark in the countdown. Guidance system goes on internal at 17 seconds, leading up to the ignition sequence at 8.9 seconds. We're approaching the 60-second mark on the Apollo 11 mission.
T-minus 60 seconds and counting. We pass T-minus 60.
55 seconds and counting. Neil Armstrong just reported back. It's been a real smooth countdown. We passed the 50-second mark. Power transfer is complete. We're on internal power with the launch vehicle at this time.
40 seconds away from the Apollo 11 liftoff. All the second stage tanks now pressurized.
35 seconds and counting. We are still go with Apollo 11. 30 seconds and counting.
Astronauts report it feels good. T-minus 25 seconds.
20 seconds and counting.
T-minus 15 seconds. Guidance is internal. 12, 11,
10, 9, ignition sequence starts. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0, all engine running.
That's a picture of you being launched in this next decade in Jesus' name. Amen. Can you just make a shout to the Lord and we just say yes and amen. Can you just say yes and amen? Yes and amen, Lord. Yes and amen. Yes and amen, Lord Jesus. I just want to invite the frontline ministry to forward. If you would like people to lay hands on you for just a more empowerment, please just come forward. Or if you have other prayer needs, please just come forward. Thank you for coming and joining us this Sunday. We are excited for you and what the Lord is doing in your life. And thank you for joining with us, and enjoy the rest of your Sunday.